الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Here is a part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with Iranian commanders and senior military officials in the Imam Khomeini Hosseini on April 16, 2023. Sometimes we see that, for example, a small insignificant power says or does something and draws one's attention to it. Let's not become preoccupied with these minor enmities. We need to see who is behind the scenes and who the main designer of these schemes is. That is what's important. Major powers are behind all the warmongering that is taking place in our region and in other parts of the world. Now, for example, in Europe today, Ukraine is involved in a war. Who started that war? Who plans and designs these wars? It is the same in Syria, Libya, Sudan, and in other places. These things that are taking place, the wars that exist, there are schemes behind all of them. One cannot say these are minor things. Who are the designers of these schemes? They are the international villainous forces that we refer to as the Arrogant Powers. The Arrogant Powers refers to those villainous, aggressive international forces that always want more and are never satisfied with what they have. They observe, make plans, and see that they need to create a conflict in one place in order to profit in some other place.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
They start a conflict here, for example, so they can profit there. We need to pay attention to these things and consider what is happening behind the scenes. The enemy's plans, in my opinion, are long-term plans. We should not just consider what they have in mind for us for the next 5 or 10 years. For example, we need to consider what their long-term plans are. Often, their plans are long-term. One can see this. They have long-term, medium-term, and all sorts of plans. They don't take action without a plan. When I look back, I see that about 22 years ago, for example, two operations were carried out in the east and west of Iran within a short time frame. Well, this could not have been a coincidence. We have a border that's over 1,300 kilometers long with one of these countries, and a border that's over 800 kilometers long with the other one. Suddenly, a fire arises in both the east and west of the country. We are not the ones who interfere. We are standing aside, but the arrogant powers come and start a war, a serious war.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all. You've done.